What a blessing it is to be present and leading in worship this day. I'm not going to say too much about the past 5 weeks. I just saw Braden Martinez walk in, and I can't imagine what you went through with two knees at the same time. Hopefully you were blessed by those that were lined up to lead worship over the last 5 Sundays. I was able to be here last Sunday for both services and Sunday school, and most importantly, the meal and the fellowship afterwards. Thank you for hanging in there during this time. I want to offer a special word of thanks to all the people in the congregation that stepped up and helped take care of various things I do on Sundays and during the week. It was good to be able to relax at home, recover, and trust that everything was taken care of, and I got very few texts throughout that time. My recovery has gone well. I had the right knee done 2 years ago. I knew what to expect. This knee has progressed faster than the other one, so the surgeon's word is be active, but don't overdo. I have no idea what overdo means, but we're taking it easy. So I was in the office this last week, was able to catch up with all the administrative side of things, and hopefully be able to work more on the worship schedule for the rest of the year, and work through all this building craze. We'll see what happens. Highlights of this week, tomorrow night we have spiritual council and consistory meetings. Wednesday evening we have the full kickoff, the fall kickoff with the outdoor bash from 6 to 8 for the pre-K through 12th grade youth and children of our church. And then Thursday we have the senior luncheon here in the gym at 11:30 a.m. I think those are the highlights. TGRM, Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, is our mission of the month. Dan Light was hoping to be here to highlight that last Sunday. He had the flu, and this Sunday he's out of town at a family wedding, so you can read about that in the bulletin. We are collecting things. We don't have a whole lot of room, so we're really trying to collect those things on September 28th and take those down to TGRM, so be mindful of that. And let us turn to our scripture and prayer this morning.
I'll be reading from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 6. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. We'll pray in a second here, and before we bow our heads, I'd just like to reflect a little bit on this last week and the tragedy of an influential Christian leader, Charlie Kirk, and his passing. He was only 31 years old, but certainly lived a lifetime with the accomplishments. He was recently asked if something happened to him, how would he like to be remembered? And he said he would like to be remembered for the courage in his faith, and that his faith was the most important thing in life to him. And I just want to challenge each of us that we each choose every day courage in our faith so that we can please and do the work of God. Please pray with me. Dear Jesus, we praise your holy name. We praise you for your forgiveness, for your healing, making us whole, and your love and compassion. We love you. Thank you for all your mercy and goodness. We pray that our hearts were filled and running over with you, and that we will choose every day to have courage in our faith. Each of us has choices throughout our days May we recognize those choices and have the courage to love each other and build each other up. May we also, though, have courage to confront evil and not shy away, but stand up to it, that we can help others come to a relationship with you. Help us to have the courage to make heaven a crowded place and plant your seeds. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able. Let's join together in song this morning. We'll sing, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord, followed by Sing to the King. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. Sing to the King who is coming to reign. Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain. Life and salvation His empire shall bring, and joy to the nations when Jesus is King. He is all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with voices raised to Jesus. Sing to the Lord. For His returning, we watch and we pray. We Satan is vanquished and Jesus is King. Come, let us sing a song declaring that we belong to Jesus. He is all we need. Lift up a heart of praise. Sing now with
Okay, kids, come on down. I'm going to have you sitting on the floor today, but I'm going to have four of you on the chair. So, Ryan, grab a chair while you're coming up. Any chair you like. Grab a chair. First four, grab a chair. The rest of you sit on the floor right in front of them if you would. And put on your headbands, if you have a headband there. Okay. Some of you sit here. You can sit right here. Sit right here. Oh, come on. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. It's easy. Jump up there. That's fine. Oh, I'm going to have to get some adults if I don't have kids. Ryan. Sit up here, Ryan. Good. Two Ryans, right? The other Ryan, come over. Oh, good. Thank you. I don't know. I think that will work. Look at that. Is that cute or is that cute? Okay. Oh, here. Who was you and Ryan? Big Ryan, I have to hold that. Okay, hold up your sign too, Ryan, the one that says, okay. And we're going to hold up. You got that on, okay? And would you hold that up? Okay, here we go. Thank you for volunteering. It's not going to be hard at all, I guarantee you. Once upon a time, the animals in the zoo decided that they were going to wear name tags. It was the giraffe that made that decision. And the giraffe said, I want people who visit the zoo to be able to recognize us, to be able to tell us animals apart. So they all wore name tags. One name tag said, hello, I'm a tiger. The other name tag said, hello, hold it up, Ryan, I'm a wolf. One name tag said, hold it up high, hello, I'm a giraffe. One name tag said, hello, I'm an elephant. And one name tag said, hello, I'm a monkey. All the animals wore name tags. But the monkey was a rascal. The monkey liked to play tricks. He was very clever. So that night, when the animals were asleep, everybody in a chair, shut your eyes. Just shut your eyes. Hold this instead. Hold that one. Hold this. Hold this. I'm going to let it go. Hold this one. Hold this one. And Ryan, I'm going to switch you out here. Sorry about that, Sophie. Okay. When the animals woke up the next morning, the elephant was holding a sign that said, hello, I'm a monkey. And the giraffe was holding up a sign that said, hello, I'm a wolf. The wolf was holding up a name tag that said, hello, I'm a giraffe. The tiger was holding up a name tag that said, hello, I'm an elephant. And the monkey was wearing a name tag that said, hello, I'm a tiger. Well, the visitors came to the zoo that day, and when they saw the animals and the name tags, they just laughed. They laughed and laughed and laughed, and the animals got very angry at the monkey for doing such a silly trick. But the monkey said, we don't need name tags. People can tell who we are by just looking at us. And I got to thinking about that, and I thought, should we as Christians go around wearing a name tag that says, hello, I'm a Christian? Then everybody would know we love Jesus. But I don't think we as Christians need name tags. People should be able to tell we are Christians by just looking at us, by watching us, by seeing how we treat other people, by hearing what words we say to other people, by how we love other people. That's the way you see if somebody's a Christian, by the way we love other people. And it made me think of a song. They will know we are Christians by our love. We don't need name tags. Are we ready to pray? Heavenly Father, thank you for each and every one of these children up here. We adore them, and I know you do too. Help us to love, Lord, like you love, so that people will know when they see us that we indeed are Christians, that we do love you. We don't need name tags. We just need you. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to let you put your things in the basket. Thank you for volunteering. Thank you for volunteering. Thanks. My favorite animal is a wolf. Oh, right over here. Just stick it in the basket. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, Wayne.
Our New Testament scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 10. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
One of the realities of my forced idleness in recovering from knee replacement surgery was I got to spend more time reading and paying attention to both national and international news. It's something I normally don't have time for in the routine of my day, but I learned a lot. And then there was this last week. Further natural disasters, rampant crime in some of our nation's largest cities, the horrible tragedies of further school shootings, the tragic assassination of Charlie Kirk this past week, and the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and all the events that 9/11 mean in our nation's history. There is much to lament in our world. I know that there have been other assassinations. Some occurred when I was a young child and I really didn't know much. This is the first time that I'm aware of an assassination of someone that I have read, I have listened to, I have been to a conference. It hit more home. And so I spent time lamenting not only death and shootings and crime and war and violence, but also just lamenting where we are as a world and as a nation. And as God wants us to, I turn to Scripture, and I want to read for you a lament by King David from Psalm 13, where David was running from enemies, he was hiding from enemies, and he lamented, he poured out his prayer to the Lord. And David wrote, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, 'I have overcome him,' and my foes will rejoice when I fall." And in David's lament, he came to the point where he realized once again, he had to rely on God, rely on God's Spirit from God's presence. And he ends the psalm with these words, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me." We do lament, But we also remember the goodness of God in our lives and in our nation and in God's world. With these words of lament in mind, let us pray. Lord God, we express our sorrow. We express our deep regret of the sinfulness of the world. And as we're honest, the regret of our own sinfulness. And Lord, we are asked, we ask questions. We wonder and we ponder and we reach out to you or pour out our thoughts and our laments. Why, Lord? Why must evil seem to get its way? Why, Lord? Why is there evil? Lord God, we do confess our sin. We confess that our sin is deeply shameful as individuals and as a nation. And even now, the wicked are openly scornful of belief. They mock your name and they laugh at our dismay. Lord God, we know your providential love. We know that your love holds true, that nothing can curse us endlessly with sorrow. Transform, dear Lord. Transform this damage, this evil, into good. Show us your glory, a glory that is hidden by this evil. Repair the brokenness that we share. Hear our lament and speak your powerful word to make us hopeful. As your people, we give you thanks for Jesus Christ, the light that came into the world, a light that overpowers evil and overpowers darkness. We thank you for the good that comes from Jesus Christ. And we look forward to the goodness that will come through the evil forces of the world that will be turned aside as Jesus Christ reigns now and forever. Lord, hold us fast. Give us that courage of faith that we must have to live in these times, to be bold in faith, to share with the downtrodden, to overcome and speak against evil, that your will and your grace and your peace will reign. To you, O God, we pray, united in the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together in song, "It Is Well With My Soul."
Yeah. It is well.